today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels. Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right, we've got tons of questions. My goodness. Let's see, we have Tim in Oregon. Hi, Tim. Tim, are you there?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, hi. I was calling to find out, my family and I, we moved from an environment where we noticed some black mold, mm-hmm. I mean, in large areas of the home, or mm-hmm. we were there for almost a year. And mm-hmm. what we noticed was that my wife, she was pregnant, too, and had she had a little one, and she'd been losing the front portions of her hair, and it mm-hmm. hasn't grown back yet. She doesn't know what to do, and, you know, it's something that's affecting her greatly. What can she do?
How's your kid doing? Is your kid doing good?
Well, we noticed that one, for a while, since we moved, he was getting bloody noses during the night and just out mm-hmm. of nowhere for a while. But he seems all right. They do get cold. They both are very susceptible to colds now. And we keep them on a shake diet. They eat green foods. They don't eat dairy or meat. And we just, we're just kind of battling the health. So that's why I was trying to get enrolled, too, in your program, your 21-week program as well.
Oh, okay. So you have to stop eating processed foods. In other words, even those green shakes are processed, and that compromises your body's ability to heal. So you got to get rid of even the organic, high-priced processed foods.
Okay.
That's important. Okay. So that is going to help with your wife's hair and with your kid's immune system. Without knowing any more about her, probably the best bet for her would be to increase her water intake and increase her intake of gelatin. So gelatin is what builds the hair follicles and restores them. So you can buy powdered gelatin, which is, of course, processed. Not a fan, but some people, that's all they'll eat. Or you can eat, chicken feet, pig's feet, pig ears, ham hocks. Those are all things that are ultra high in gelatin.
Okay, yeah, she's been vegan for a while, so I keep trying to get her to do that.
No.
Different, but
there's not a vegan solution. She's just going to keep losing her hair. So I used to be vegan, and my hair got really thin, and it got thin. And you could see my scalp, and I just said, I'm not going to go to my grave bald. So the only thing worse than being vegan is being raw. So if she's raw vegan, at least increase her cooked foods, and that's going to help. It's only going to help. It's not going to solve the problem. It's going to help. And then whenever she decides she might want to try gelatin, she can do that.
Okay. What is there, any kind of gelatin, or just is it, or just the or gelatin
beef.
In general?
Beef.
Yeah, beef. Beef gelatin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I look forward
to a session that we are trying to set up with you.
All right. Absolutely. Amazing. Look forward to talking to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Doctor. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Bye, Tim. All right. We have Gloria in Maryland.
Hi, how are you? I love your show.
Thank you, Gloria.
I discovered you on Thursday from the Carl Nelson show.
Oh, yes.
And, yes. And so from that day on, I've been watching all your YouTube shows and loving it. So I thank you very much for sharing the information. I have a question about moles. And then I would like to know what's also good for, like, acid reflux And if I do your Vitality, which I have already ordered, I have never done the colonoscopy yet. I just don't feel like it's for me to do in my spirit.
Right.
So I'm assuming, and I do a lot of, you know, cleansings. So I kind of, that was kind of like the reason why I opt not to do the colonoscopy. But I know with the Vitality, based on your ingredients, you have some wonderful ingredients with the Vitality. So I'm looking forward to taking those on, and I'm going to also share it with my mom. And I found some people that use the turpentine.
Oh, there you go. Good.
Yeah, so I have to talk to my girlfriend's mom. She's like 87.
That's right.
She grew up using the turpentine, and I found that out today. So I can't wait to talk to her mom, because her mom was sleeping this morning at 8:30. So I told her, once her mom is up moving around, please let me talk to her. And I kind of used it when I was growing up, but, you know, my aunt said it was turpentine. My mom said it was kerosene. So I'm not
really
sure.
They use both.
Okay, because my aunt is 91 and my mom is 83. So between the two, my mom said that we stopped using the kerosene because they started putting other components in it.
Correct.
So,
they put colorings and everything in kerosene. That is true.
Right. But and let me ask you this, too. I'm so excited. With the, I'm not a three bowel movement person yet. I'm still finding
some reason. You got to join the club.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do with the Vitality.
Okay.
And I just don't understand why. But can I use the turpentine before on my skin while I'm, you know, trying to get to 3 days?
If you use turpentine in your skin and you're not having 3 bowel movements a day, the turpentine is going to help you, but the help will be temporary. Because what the turpentine does is the stuff leaves your skin and then it goes to your liver for removal, and now it's stuck there because you're not pooping 3 times a day, and it'll just go right back to your skin or to something else. So you'll lose this blemish here, but then it'll appear someplace else.
Okay, so I should wait until I do the Vitality first, then incorporate the castor oil and turpentine after.
Correct.
The, you know. Okay,
yes.
All right.
Yes.
So with the reflux and the Mohs, what can I do about that?
The turpentine will take care. Turpentine and the Vitality capsules will take care of the reflux.
Okay.
And the moles is a diet problem. You have got to change your diet. It sounds like you're African American. A lot of African Americans get these black spots all over their face. It's just awful.
Exactly.
And they end up getting surgery. In fact, I even cut my mother's off. I snipped them all off. But that's a dietary problem. That's the fruit. Usually it's the fruit juice.
Okay. And you know what? And it just really just started like in the last 2 months. And I've kind of like going through menopause, and I'm kind of craving crazy things that I used to eat years ago. So I know it's kind of related, because I, you know, was very conscious about the diet. But here lately, I've been kind of hanging loose. So
get back on your diet.
Yes.
Also, with the menopause, what happens is you're not bleeding. So those toxins that would have left in your blood are now showing up on your skin.
Okay.
Yeah. But when you start the Vitality capsules, now you've got the flow going out to the toilet, and that helps with the skin.
Okay. And so with the Vitality, should I lost my train of thought. Okay. I lost that train of thought right there.
Well, the important thing is you want 3 bowel movements a day, and you want to maintain that. As long as you have something that you're trying to change or fix, then you have to keep that 3 bowel movements going. So 1 bowel movement a day will maintain you at where you are right now. But if you don't like where you are right now, then kick it up to 3 a day.
Okay, yeah, I definitely would like to do 3, because you feel a difference when you cleanse like that.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Love you very much. And you are beautiful. I want my skin to be radiant like yours.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we have Joe in New Jersey. You there, Joe? All right. Linda in Ohio.
Oh, bummer.
Oh, okay, we got Joe. All right, Joe. Okay. then we're on to Linda. Is that right? All right. Hi, Linda.
Hi, I'm calling for my 60-year-old niece, and she has a hole in her macula, and the doctor said, you know, he has to do surgery, a vitrectomy, and she asked if there was an alternative, and he said prednisone and an anti-inflammatory for 5 weeks, which the clinical trials say is 50% successful. Well, she wants to try the, you know, the 5 week program, but to me that sounds detrimental with the prednisone. But just wondered what your thoughts.
So if the doctor says that he thinks prednisone and anti-inflammatory will help, that means he thinks it's a parasite back there. So sounds like she needs to mosey on over to VitalityCapsules.com, download her free report on the Candida Cleaner, which is how to use turpentine, read it a couple of times and see what she thinks.
Okay, so, well, the surgery is fully effective. I mean, it's 100%.
Is she going to be able to see out of the eye after taking all the vitreous out?
Yeah, and then they put a gaseous air bubble in there, and she has to lay flat with her head down for 3 days. And from
she thinks it's going to work. I would go for the surgery instead of the. I would not take prednisone under any circumstances. But it's whatever she wants to do.
Yeah. Okay. I'll
and personally, I wouldn't let anyone do surgery on my eyeball either. But you know, if we have three choices to do, the prednisone is definitely at the bottom of the list there. So you know, she can. I would say either do the surgery or do turpentine.
Okay, you mean the turpentine would help with the hole, healing the hole?
Correct, because what happened is the hole is eaten there by the parasites, and the turpentine, you know, following the protocol, would get rid of them. And many
Everybody
people
has parasites!
Yes, she certainly has. So
wow.
People have reported that using the turpentine and vitality capsules has greatly improved their vision.
Really?
People with, like, pretty bad. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
Tell her to take a look at it, see what she thinks. And,
okay.
You know, whatever, I mean, it's her eyeballs, and she's got two, by the way, so if she messes up the one, she's got the other. All right, we have Jack in California.
Up to you.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. So I did Hilda Clark's method years ago, and then I tried it again just recently because I feel like I have, you know, something crawling all over me, and I went to Philippines when I was a kid, and I got worms, and
can I ask you a question? When you did Hilda Clark's method years ago, did it help?
You know what, it helped. I noticed, I did a few stuff with her, but what I really noticed, I was in a hurry. So I didn't do the parasite cleanse perfect, and I didn't do the kidney cleanse perfect, but what I did do is the liver cleanse, and she said that you'd get 2,000 of these little balls of cholesterol with parasites in them, and I got a ton of them. And the last one that I did, I felt something
come
out.
My question was, did it help? Yes, no, or maybe. Yes, no, or I don't know.
Well, I got a big one out. It's a balls of cholesterol, and it was, no, not as much as the turpentine. No.
Okay.
So I just did it again is what my point is. And then I heard about you, and I found you, and so I went out right away to get the 100%, or not the 100%, but the pure gum spirits from the hardware store.
Right.
And the minute I took it, I could taste all the chemicals, and I stopped taking it immediately, and I ordered the 100%, the Diamond G, and I got that, and that's what I've used, and it tastes so much better, and so I got incredible things. I don't see any kind of actual bugs or anything, but a lot just cleared out of, I was pooping like, I don't know, 5 times a day for the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel things crawling on me, so I wanted to ask you about that.
Okay, what got better? The stuff is still crawling on you. Is there less crawling, or?
No. In fact, it's been worse today because when I didn't take any more today internally, I put some on in water, and I put it on my body, and now I feel I'm like live at five.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I put it on my head. I put it everywhere, and I've been doing that for a couple of days. But really,
did you get the Candida Cleaner report?
No.
All right. So you're using it totally improperly. That's why you're not getting good results. So go to vitalitycapsules.com and okay. Download the free report. Okay, it's free. It's just no cost to it, so there's no excuse.
Is that the 30-day one?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. So just get the report, read it at least twice, and you'll see all the stuff you're doing wrong.
Okay.
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 And you can
perfect.
Sort that out.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye bye.
All right, bye bye.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Louise in North Carolina. Hi, Louise.
Hi, Dr. Daniels.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm very happy and honored to talk to you. I have a few questions. I'm a retired nurse of 43 years.
Okay.
And back in the 90s when everything, turned to universal precautions.
Oh, yes.
And we were using powdered latex gloves. I developed the latex 1 allergy, the anaphylaxis. Mm-hmm. And I personally know three other nurses. One is housebound on oxygen, the other one is housebound, and the other nurse died at work from the latex. So is there anything, I know you talk about, cleaning and for allergies and anything, but what about the latex allergy?
They're all the same. An allergy is an allergy.
Okay. So I need to be doing more of a liver cleanse?
Right. You need to be, increasing your bowel movements. You also have to adjust your exposure to chemicals. So in your case, you have to be especially fastidious about chemicals on your skin. That would be your personal care products, grooming, everything. And again, I keep everything 100% edible. So if you can't eat it, it has no place on your skin.
Okay. What about, and I have underactive thyroid, and I'm on medicine, which I'm trying to get off, but I don't feel like I've ever gotten to the root cause to get off the medicine.
I would start with the allergy situation. Sounds like that's more urgent. Yeah.
What would be my main...
You have to stay focused. You have to really be focused. So your main impetus is everything in your skin that's not edible, stop it. Don't do it. That's number one. Next thing, increase your water intake. Third, increase your bowel movements. I would personally recommend Vitality Capsules. They're available at vitalitycapsules.com.
Okay.
I would start with that and work on your allergy first, because that's what's going to, it sounds like that's what's going to kill you the soonest.
Sensitivities, the smells and everything. It's really bad. And the mold. If I go into an older building, I can smell it right away.
Exactly. So you've got to, avoid the older building, but you've got to detox yourself so that any little toxin coming in doesn't trigger your system to have an allergy type response.
So would you say basically start with the liver cleanse?
No.
No.
Start with the bowel movements and then start with the water. And you can even go to my website, vitalitycapsules.com, get the Candida Cleaner Report, and it'll even give you dietary suggestions. Because the thing is, you can't really cleanse when you're constantly putting in stuff, that's dangerous or that's clogging up the situation.
Would milk thistle help that?
Mm-hmm. That's in the report, too, though. So just get that report. Okay. It's free. It's at vitalitycapsules.com.
Okay, what about the turpentine? Is there a maintenance protocol once you take it, or I'm not really sure about that?
So everything about the turpentine is also in that protocol. So the protocol talks about how to prepare your body to take turpentine and how to take it for your affliction and what to do once you're satisfied with the results and once you feel like you've improved as much as you want to. All right, commercial time. Okay, we'll be back after commercial.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right, we're answering questions. Andy says, I've been on raw protocol for 2 months and still does not change. I don't know what that means. So, Andy, give us some clarification. Okay. Okay. Dan says... All right, let's see. Question. A friend has avascular necrosis and being taken into surgery. What can she do to heal the situation naturally? Avascular necrosis means that the blood supply to the hip is poor, and this has caused the bone to become brittle. So I don't know what is going on with that. In other words, has a person actually broken a bone from the avascular necrosis or not? Let's just say the bone is not broken, but there's just not a good circulation to the bone. then that person can restore the circulation with, you know, cayenne pepper, ginger, turmeric, garlic, in other words, with vitality capsules. Then they would increase in their diet collagen. So collagen is what the blood vessels are made of. So part of reestablishing the blood supply is to open it up, and the other part is to fix the blood vessels. Now, that person also needs to increase their water intake. A lot of people are just chronically dehydrated. So that's what they've got to do, and that would help with the avascular necrosis. So of the meat you've mentioned to repair bone and cartilage, what would you say acts the fastest? I would say pig ears or chicken feet. Chicken feet, I think chicken feet acts the fastest, but it's aggravating to eat because it's just so many bones to spit out. Okay, we got Maurice in California. Maurice, are you there? Nope, no Maurice. Okay. All right. I've been using rice bran on and off for washing my skin, although I have an arm odor issue that does not really help. Is there a solution to this? Okay, so if you have underarm odor, I'm guessing that's what this is, then you can put one or two drops of essential lemon oil there. That'll kill the odor. The question is, why is the odor there in the first place? And the odor is there in the first place because you've got toxins in your body that need to go out into the toilet. So it stinks because the stuff that belongs in the toilet, your body's trying to get rid of through your armpit. Yeah. So 3 bowel movements a day. Dr. Jones, is cocoa butter any good for the skin? It is just that. It's any good for the skin. So I personally found that rice bran combined with castor oil is much, much better, as you can see on my skin. Yep. It's a 61-year-old skin here. So I have found that the rice bran literally erases blemishes. Like, yes, I could use that. So I don't bother with cocoa butter. Before I get to Stephen Tate, I can do something. All right. And what do you recommend for multiple sclerosis? If it's mild multiple sclerosis, in other words, you're not in a wheelchair yet, people have found it reversed just with vitality capsules. Cedric, do you recommend smoothies made with real food versus powdered blends? Absolutely. So you should, if you're going to make a smoothie, it should be real food, 100% raw. That's the only thing that goes in your smoothies. And I'm just talking about smoothies to help you heal. So healthful, therapeutic smoothies are designed to be cleansing. And when you put cooked food in your smoothie, you lose that benefit. Sarah, do you use rice bran all over your body? Yes, every square inch of all of my real estate. Okay, we have a commercial.
No, please.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we are answering questions, trying to anyway. So many. We have so many. Okay. Isn't the gluten a bigger problem than the meat? It depends. Everyone has a different problem, right? So it depends on what your problem is. And your problem might not be gluten, it might be meat, and it might not be meat, it might be gluten. So there's a kind of a, it's kind of entangled there. So it's not that simple. All right. Water immersion. Someone wants to know, should they invest $10,000 in a water immersion tub? No. Should they invest a few hundred bucks in an ice maker? No. So I was at this point at one point. And so I talked to a friend of mine. I said, what do you think? And he laughed at me. And he said, just get a plastic tub that holds a pint and freeze a few of them in your freezer. And then you just put them in your tub. And it'll cool it down. And you can cool it to whatever temperature you want. And that's it. That's the thing to do. All right, we have Joe in New Jersey. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Hey, Nils, how are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for waiting. What's your question?
Hello?
I can hear you,
Hello,
Joe.
Hello, Dr. Daniels? Oh, yeah. Great. I can't. Oh, there you go. I can hear you. How are you?
Pretty good.
Question. What can I do? I've got cankles. Well, you know, the calves, the ankles, and the feet.
What are cankles?
Edema in the calves, the ankles, and the feet.
Okay. Got it. So you have edema. You have swelling from basically your feet up to your mid-leg, below your knee?
Usually it only goes halfway up the calf, but it may go up to the knee, but usually half the calf.
All right.
Downward.
So your problem is your diet. I don't know what it is, but it's your diet.
Been doing keto for the last year and a half is what I do. I'm all 100% organic in the physical fitness.
Keto is your problem. So if you could just drop the keto for a couple of weeks, your swelling will go away, and then you can go back on as much keto as you want and see what your body likes. But keto is very high in protein, and that stresses the kidneys. And so this sounds like a symptom that your kidneys have had enough keto.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, because the protein, usually I may go up to maybe 100 grams a couple days. I'm 60 grams the other days of the week.
Yeah. So what I would do is I would just ditch the meat altogether and just add more vegetables and, oh, heaven forbid, sacrilege, maybe add some brown rice. And make sure your bowel movements are going like 3 a day, and you'll see that swelling just go right away. It'll be gone.
Yeah, I've got about 2 or 3 a day all the time. Because there was a time when I was doing only about 60 to 70 grams while I was doing keto. You know, and we still had the problem. So, other protein.
Yeah, ditch it, 100%. Just ditch it. No meat, no meat products, no dairy, no meat, none of it.
None of it at all?
Nada.
Get the protein from vegetable sources, I guess?
You don't need it. Forget it. You overdosed on it. I mean, that's what you mean. Are you hearing me?
cut the protein out is what you're saying.
100%, like nada, done, gone. And then in a week or 2 weeks, you know, your swelling will be gone, and then you can decide how much you want to add back.
Okay, I don't have, now, salt has nothing to do with it or anything? I put salt back in my stuff or whatever?
Yeah, salt has nothing to do with it.
Okay. All right, super, very good. I'll give it a shot and see how it works. I thank you very much.
All right, good luck, Joe.
Okay, bye now.
Wait, we have Maurice in California. Maurice, how you doing? Maurice, you there? Nope, okay. George in New York. Hi, George.
Great show.
Thank you.
I have a question about an issue that a friend of mine is dealing with. It's called HSP, normally a psychological thing, a highly sensitive person. But I think it has two aspects. I think it has two aspects you might be interested in. One is that I think the most severe cases might have a physical underpinning, but I think that since they talk about 15 to 20% of the population having this, that it sounds like there's a little imaginary disease going on there. So if you could comment on overstimulation of the nervous system and what that might entail.
Well, it's highly sensitive people. What are they highly sensitive to? Looks like they're highly sensitive to, like, we can't really, you know. So they're not highly sensitive to things like temperature changes. They're highly sensitive to emotional trauma, like being insulted or whatever.
It seems to be kind of a catch-all thing. There's an online test by Dr. Elaine Aron that identifies a lot of sensitivities, and like I said, up to 20% of the population. So it seems to be just a catch-all for everything. But apparently there are people who are highly sensitive, have nervous system that's oversensitized or overstimulated.
Well, I'm a highly sensitive person. I'm very sensitive. In fact, I go with my sensitivities. If I don't like something, I just leave it alone. And so, like this person, I got this thing, August 4th, 2017. I can't stand chaos. I hate loud environments. Art makes me cry. Bright lights hurt my eyes. And this is a long list here. But I say, go with it. It makes life exciting. You know, we don't like the chaos? Ditch the chaos. Don't like loud environments? Go to the quiet. Catch a plane someplace quiet. So what I would say to any highly sensitive person, is avoid the things that you are sensitive to, and you're going to discover an amazing life. And so as a kid, I was always ultra, ultra sensitive. You know, there were foods I didn't like. There was things I didn't want to do. People would say things, I would be offended or I would be concerned. And I just like, you know what? Just go with it. Whatever I don't like, just leave it alone. And so what it results in, though, is an extremely unique life. And it's not, I think, being a highly sensitive person. It's simply indulging your quirks and your differences. In other words, I don't like the mainstream whatever it is. You know, you name it. I'm probably not going to like it. It's like me and my husband, for example. I'm a highly sensitive person. He was not, you know, he's just a regular person. And everything he liked, I didn't like. And everything I liked, he didn't like. But we got along great. Why? Because we said, oh, wait, you like this, I like that. Let's figure out how we can both have what we want. And so I think that's all that it is. You know, you just have to live your life with your particular preferences. And your preferences shouldn't be described as being overly sensitive. I'm like, you know what? You don't like my preferences? You can get over it. Indulge your preferences. So I don't think anyone should feel that they have to become insensitive.
That's terrific. Thank you, Doctor.
Welcome. All right, we've got Dennis in Indiana. Hi, Dennis.
How are you today?
Pretty good.
I was wondering, have you ever heard of a root extract called Picoriza, Corolla root extract from Himalayas? That's similar to like what milk thistle does.
I generally don't recommend any extracts. I recommend people just work with the plant itself.
Okay. Well, that milk thistle, I've been taking some of that. That's an extract too, though. But
no. The milk thistle you're taking is an extract. Milk thistle is not an extract. It's a plant. So what I recommend people do is get the plant. Don't get the extract. There's an extract of everything out there waiting behind every corner for you, but don't do it. Get the plant.
Okay. And then is that that Corella? That's that's 100% broken cell wall. That's supposed to be pretty good for you too, right?
Okay, so I don't recommend that either. I don't recommend powdered dehydrated products. That's an extreme stress on your digestive system. And just really not necessary. I think it's really important for people to focus on what is it you're trying to accomplish. And then you can focus on just doing stuff that addresses what it is that you're concerned about. So
I got a lot of eczema, and I have athlete's fungal feet and all that all over my body.
Right, so if you have a problem that's all over your body, that's pretty global. And so that demands a global solution. In other words, a problem all over your body means you are eating something that your body absolutely does not like. And especially if you have eczema all over your body, I would definitely suggest stopping all the dairy products. Let's be milk, cheese, butter, ice cream, sour cream, heavy cream cheese, all the dairy products, stop them. And then I think that's going to give you a lot better yield. And then, of course, obviously increase your bowel movements. But I think you need to take a more global approach. All right. Thank you, Dennis. We have James in Kansas. Hi, James.
I am currently taking 4 milligrams of Coumadin a day. And how much cayenne and vinegar would I have to take to not have to take the Coumadin?
What are you taking the Coumadin for?
Thick blood. I had a blood clot, and I've been on this about 6 weeks now. I've been taking this Coumadin.
Oh, so what blood clot? Where was it?
Portal vein thrombosis is what they called it.
Oh, okay. All right. So portal vein is a huge, huge, huge blood vessel. I mean, it's like, Jesus Christ, it's like an inch and a half in diameter. That's huge. I mean, to get a blood clot in that vein, you had to do something. Like maybe take a long airline flight or not drink water. So you got to figure out what caused the clot and stop doing it, whatever it is. But that's a huge blood vessel, and that's not a minor clot. I mean, that's bigger than a heart attack. So increase your water intake, and the cayenne vinegar combination, I would take a teaspoon like four times a day. Then you can just...
A teaspoon of vinegar, I mean, how much cumin, I mean, how much cayenne should I put in the vinegar, or should I mean...
A quarter cup of vinegar, ratio? A tablespoon of cayenne.
A tablespoon of vinegar and a tablespoon of cayenne.
Four tablespoons.
Times a day?
No. 4 tablespoons of vinegar.
Okay.
1 tablespoon of cayenne.
Okay.
Mix it up. And take a teaspoon of that mixture 4 times a day.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, bye.
All righty. Yeah. Okay. All right. So one of my helpers looked that up. All right. Doop, 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 doop. All right, with Sandra in Michigan. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Hi. My question is regarding, I've read something called female pattern baldness. I guess over a period of years that I've taken certain medications, I don't anymore, but my hair fell out. It won't grow. My nails broke. My nails won't grow and my hair won't grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, and I've read something about this such thing as a female pattern baldness, like men are going bald. And
yeah, I'm looking at it up myself right now. Female pattern baldness. All right. So it's called androgenic alopecia. But it looks just like, it's just like male pattern baldness, only women have it. Yeah, I'm looking at the picture. It's the same as male pattern baldness, but they're just calling it female pattern baldness so you don't feel so bad about it. You don't feel left out.
So what can you do about it? What can you do about it? I mean, is there something that can help this other than, you know, something prescribed, something more natural?
What are you eating? What kind of diet are you following? Is it vegetarian? Well, is it paleo? What is it?
Well, I don't eat processed foods. I try to eat organic fruits and vegetables. The supplements are, I'm taking more food-grade supplements. I drink plenty
of
water.
You didn't answer my question. I asked what kind of diet you're on. If we had to use a name to classify it, would it be paleo? Would it be vegetarian? Would it be vegan? Would it be everything but organic? What is it?
You can say everything with organic. I didn't consider myself being on a diet.
All right. So it sounds like you have a diet deficient in pig's feet and pig's ears. That'd be my guess.
Well, okay. Now, I wasn't too crazy. I know you talked about that. My grandmother, she used to eat all this. And she ate the chicken feet and all that. And everything. Now,
so
I've
how
made,
is her hair? Did she go bald? Did she get female pattern baldness?
No, I bet I
there
know all. She have long hair. She was always short. And she, you know what? She didn't turn all gray as she got older either. She did not.
There you go. That's your problem. Dietary deficiency. It causes broken nails, too.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
all
you
right.
Eat your pig's feet. You eat your pig's feet. Your hair will grow back, and you'll have great nails.
Okay, now you eat the whole pig's feet, the fat and everything. You eat all of that, right?
There's not much fat on the pig's feet. So the pig's feet, all you got is skin and tendons.
That's
pig's feet, mm-hmm. Or you can eat the ham hocks, The ham hocks, you don't need to eat the meat, but you eat the rest of it. So you eat the skin, the fat, and then inside, there's a joint there, eat the tendons.
Okay. All right. Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Daniels.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye, Sandra. All right. We've only got 10 minutes left. Man, how time flies. Okay. All right. I'm having difficulty finding. Somebody on Facebook asked, Dr. Daniels, what do you eat? So this morning I got up and I had some slices of cantaloupe. That was it. Yep, that's it. And when I finish today, I'm going to drink some water for sure. And then later on today, I'm not sure what I'm going to eat. Maybe I'm definitely going to have a salad and try to figure out what kind of meat I got there in that refrigerator. Oh, we're going to commercial. Figure it out when we get back to commercial. I'll have an answer.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. Cause I don't want to stay.
Nice to talk to Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we have got questions and questions and questions. We've only got 7 minutes. We're not going to answer all the questions. I'm just going to tell you right now, we can't do it. We don't have time. But I'll do what I can do. Okay, we've got Jasmine in Pennsylvania. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Thank you for your time today. I just have two quick questions. Stretch marks, can they be healed or diminished in appearance? And what causes women to get facial hair, and can it be reversed?
So stretch marks are easy. So I had 3 kids, and I had stretch marks. I had no information at all on how to avoid them, so I had stretch marks. So I have gotten rid of my stretch marks by using rice bran and following that up with either castor oil or almond oil. And so now I have no stretch marks. It's amazing. Like, yay!
I agree. I'm definitely going to try that because I'm like a roadmap all over my body. So
I got rid of that. And your second question was?
And my second question was, women who get facial hair, and can it be reversed?
Yes, it can be reversed. So once upon a time, I had 13 whiskers. I counted them. That's how upset I was. So I was pulling off all my whiskers using Q-tips. Not Q-tips, but tweezers. And once every 2 weeks, I would tweeze out all my whiskers. And so that's when I was vegetarian and eating dairy. So when I quit dairy, it got rid of 12 of my whiskers. And there was one whisker remaining. And that whisker would always grow. And I was always pulling it out. There was nothing I could do. I mean, I tried cleansing everything. And that whisker went away when I started eating chicken feet. Now I don't have the whisker. I don't have to pull out it's nothing. No whiskers.
Wow. Okay. So I do very little dairy, but I'm getting ready to start the candida
cleanse. No. Very little is too much.
No. That's why I'm saying yes. When I start the candida cleanse, I will eliminate it all. And yeah. Now, if I can't do chicken feet, I can still do the ham hocks or the pig feet.
So why can't you do chicken feet?
Because I don't know if I'll be able to find them.
Oh, you will.
That's the thing. I'll do whatever.
There's a nearby Hispanic neighborhood or Chinese neighborhood, and they sell it as a delicacy. It is, like, mandatory. So you will find it.
Okay, and so the best thing for that is chicken feet over the others?
Yeah, it is better.
Okay, great. Okay. All right, thank you, Dr. Daniels.
Okay, you're welcome, Jasmine. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Oh, my goodness. We have 5 minutes left, which means we really have 2 minutes left. So I'd like to remind you to please check out our sponsor, Vitality Capsules, at vitalitycapsules.com. Vitality Capsules, yeah, try them and you'll be glad and you'll like them. Besides, we have a 30-day money-back guarantee at least. Okay. All right, we have lots of stuff here. Let me see if we can answer something in our remaining 2 minutes. Uh-oh, they caught up with me. We are done. Okay, that's it. As always, think happens, and we will see you again next week.
Just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.